Hi everybody, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and I wanted to talk to you about something that's been bothering me. And that is, I have been talking to more and more physicians who are experiencing severe burnout. Although they don't mention it to a lot of people, they keep it pretty private, which is very common, particularly with surgeons. Really less than 20%, close to 16 to 17% actually admit that they are experiencing feelings of burnout. But it is out there in a big way. And I have been talking to a number of physicians who are surgeons and otherwise who are pretty much burnt out in their careers, and they're wanting to reinvent themselves, and or they're wanting to add additional services into their practice that aren't totally dependent upon them. And that's where medical weight loss, some retail, all that sort of thing comes into place. But I wanted to share with you today five different tips for how to keep your sanity a little bit better. And granted, I am not a physician. I'm not pretending to be a physician, but I talk to physicians all day long. And I also help them get out of some of these ruts. And I also happen to be married to a bariatric surgeon who is super busy and can be prone to burnout, even though he doesn't admit it either. So some five different tips that I have for you. And the first one is, and I know you hear this all the time and you figure I don't have time for it, but you have got to take care of yourself. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day, and yet you can make some time for that. And I know sometimes people say wake up a little bit earlier and you're like, I am already up at 5 a.m. and out the door before 6 a.m. to go make rounds at the hospital, start surgeries, see my patients, that sort of thing. But picking out a time of the day when you can actually do some sort of activity that brings you joy, whether it's working out, it really should be something physical. It's a great stress reliever. It's a great way to keep your fitness, especially as we age, maintaining your lean body mass. I happen to be here today, it's backwards, I know, but in my sweat now shirt, actually says wine later afterwards. But anyhow, sweating, getting out there and working out is really helpful. I have a very strict morning routine. I get up at 5 a.m. just like my husband, but I come downstairs and I work out immediately, do some fasting cardio, a fasting workout. I have my water, hot water with lemon. I do some little bit of meditation for a short period of time, my affirmations, look over my goals, my plan for the day, and then I get ready and I set myself up for a great day. You may say, like, I don't have time for that, but I can do that whole process. I just cut back my fitness by at least do 10 minutes every morning, usually more, but I can cut that back to 30 minutes and be up and ready. And I can actually get to the office by 7 a.m, or leave here at least by 7 a.m. So there are ways to work around that. For Tom, my husband, he cannot do it in the morning. He doesn't have time. So for him, he works out the end of the day every single day during the week. The weekends we may not work out every day, but we are doing something physical. So the first thing is to take care of yourself and do some sort of physical activity, making sure you're hydrated, all that sort of thing. The next thing is to surround yourself with a great team. You've got to have people at your practice who have your back and are making sure things that move along very slowly. So when you say you want to change a process, you want something taken care of, you know it's going to get done and you don't have to spend all this energy trying to follow up on that. That's the second thing. The third thing that you can do is make sure that you have efficient systems in place in your office. If anyone in your office needs help with putting systems in place, then let me know, because I am all about an efficient system. And sometimes we feel like we need to create the system for the people that work for us. You don't. In fact, it's better if you let them create the system, give them the outcome that you want done, and let them create the system. That is really, really helpful. Another tip is to make sure that you have other revenue streams in your practice that don't rely solely on you. So whether it's an extender who's providing some services, if you're a physician, you add certain things for us. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy has been a great addition, although it does rely on Tom, but you can arrange that many different ways. Retail is a great revenue stream that you can add into your practice that will help with that. And so making sure that you have revenue streams coming into your practice that aren't solely dependent upon you is really critical. I love setting those up because physicians really enjoy it. If it's something that doesn't involve them being the primary person involved, it's really, really helpful for them and for the practice and the longevity of your practice. And the fifth tip that I have is to make sure that you're not ignoring your relationships. Your relationships with your family, your relationships with your friends, making sure that you're taking time to have some fun and get out there and do the things that you enjoy, and make sure that you're having those important conversations with your children, with your parents, with your spouse. I know you may think, I don't have time for that, but you do not want to get down the road a few years and not have that nurtured relationship, that vibrant relationship, that spousal relationship that gets you all jazzed and makes you guys crazy for each other. You don't want to lose that. So you want to have that crazy feeling for each other. And I encourage that. So making sure that you are nurturing that along and that you are providing for that with that relationship with your spouse or your significant other and your family is really, really important. So I hope these five tips have been helpful to you. I try to keep these brief because I know your time is valuable. If I can help you or your practice in any way, reach out to me. It's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I've got some cool new courses coming up and some great turnkey systems you can put right into your practice right now to create those additional revenue streams. Just reach out to me. And in the meantime, I really appreciate each and every one of you. I know you're doing great work and your heart is so big, but you have got to take care of yourself to make sure that you're not burning out. Pardon the way I look, but I just finished doing some good things for myself. I had worked out this morning, but I went and took over a 5K walk with one of my neighbors so that we could spend some time chatting and make sure that I'm getting over my 10,000 steps today. And I'm about to go head outside to stay for the day with my main man, with Tom. So anyhow, have a great evening, if that's where you're at, if during the day, have a great day and take care until the next time. I hope you are enjoying yourself and taking care of yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.